On August 15, 1945, Japanese citizens heard their emperor on the radio for the first time. Never using the words surrender or defeat, his meaning was still clear when he said, quote, "We have decided to effect a settlement of the present situation." Nearly 70 years after the end of what's called the Pacific War in the region, there's a new round of rhetoric, an escalation of military spending, and lingering territorial arguments. The Japanese and the Russians still disagree over who owns a series of islands north of Hokkaido. South Korea and Japan dispute ownership of an island the South Koreans call Dokdo and the Japanese call Takashima. It's a similar case with the islands the Chinese call the Diaoyus and the Japanese call the Senkaku. In the South China Sea, various disputes over land and water involve seven governments. As for hardware, Japan recently launched its first helicopter carrier. With a crew of nearly 500, it's the country's largest new military craft since World War II. China recently retrofitted an old Ukrainian ship, turning it into an aircraft carrier for training purposes. Military exercises and joint maneuvers are a regular occurrence for nations around the Pacific, including the United States, 68 years after the end of World War II. Bill Dorman, HPR News.